Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Biggie. This goes out to you and you and you and you, wherever you are listening. Thanks for listening. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's get back into it. Hoff is coming up next. I got 50 minutes. So I was, you know, in the live chat and also checking my text, trying to figure out, I'm like, what's this like thing that I'm thinking of? Shout out to my boy Mo from the Bleachers. He says, there are two tragedies in life. The first is not getting what you want. The second is getting it. That's an Oscar Wilde quote. And I think that prompted me to where I think I might have had in my head. I think I had in my head, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need. That's Juan Soto. That's Yankee fans and Juan Soto. That's the New York Yankees and Juan Soto. I remember being on air saying, I know Brian Cashman did not want to pay that man that much money. I know Brian Cashman did not want to give 700. Brian Cashman will retire before Juan Soto retires. I know Brian Cashman did not want to be saddled with having to figure out how to get this team back to the World Series, how to win a World Series in this closing window of Giancarlo Stanton, Gerrit Cole, Aaron Judge, and be saddled with how much money we would have to pay a very good hitter that in a few years will be a DH. That's not being salty. That's not coping. That's being real. This is the reality. He's one of the best hitters, but you know what? Baseball is hard. Even the best hitters fail. Even the best hitters don't get a pitch that they want to hit. They take their base and can be left on base. So, yeah, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need. The Yankees got what they needed. We thought we wanted Juan Soto, needed Juan Soto. Nah, you needed some pitching. You needed a strong bullpen. You needed a deeper lineup and better defense. And I'm laughing because there is help on the way. Yo, Jazz was out there. Y'all saw Jazz fielding. Jazz will be back. Stanton is just chilling somewhere because he's like, y'all don't really need me. You guys need me in October when I can be dialed in and hit home runs. Lowe came back. Scott Efrost is coming back. Kirk Cousins' cousin is coming back. DJ will be in the lineup today, I believe. Not that it's much help, but like, help is on the way, and the trade deadline. Oh, yeah, the Yankees can add at the trade deadline. So, you guys trying to go back to the World Series? You guys want to go to back-to-back World Series? Maybe win it this year? Maybe bring a parade back to the town? Maybe the Knicks do that. Get your popcorn ready, because here comes Popcorn Rob from Babylon.
Hey, man, Keith, man, thanks for taking my call. What's up, buddy? Hey, man. You know, I'm one of your first, I'm one of your day ones, bro.
I know.
Man, you know something? Hey, Keith. forget about enough of the Juan Soto. Because you know what? It seems like it's like a broken relationship. Listen, you know what? The Yankees.
All right, I won't talk about Juan Soto anymore. I'll leave that to Hoff.
Yeah, and then
everybody else at WFAN forever and ever and ever.
I love you more, and yo, Keith, and you know I love you more, but I'm gonna give it to you raw. It seemed like you broke up with one of them your girlfriends, man.
Nah, I always had girls, bro. I've never been dumb. I broke up with every girl I ever been with. Straight up.
Well, the way you display it.
I had some girls I couldn't bag. I had some girls that thought they were either too fine, or I had somebody else with more money or something else. Like, I had some girls that I chased that I couldn't. You know, but every girl I ever dated, I ended up calling it quits.
I believe that, Keith. But you know, I'm saying, because the thing is, I always say this, Keith. That you have to rely on. Sometimes you got to go to that farm and you got to go and give him a shot, see what he got. One of those deals, man. Like, let some of these kids. Remember, I always used to say that, man. Let some of these kids come up, man. Because the only way that you're gonna get recognized if you get an opportunity. And so some of these guys are getting opportunities, man. You know, we can't be chasing down anything that, you know, everything that's expensive is not always the best.
The Yankees have a future with young guys that are playing right now, this year more than ever. The Ben Rices, Austin Wells, Anthony Volpe, Oswald Peraza, Yorbit Vivas, Will Warren, Oswaldo Cabrera, heal up. Clark Schmidt is going to be on the mound. Clark Schmidt is still young.
Right, and see, and that was always my point, Keith, about going around chasing. You know, Aaron Judge. He did, you know, I beg to differ, you know, of what the things that I was saying. Because you remember, I was hard on him. When, you know, that was actually, you know, during the time when you first came on board, man. I've been on the fan since 1998. That's when the first person I could call was Joe Beningo. That was my first time calling. And you know, I spoke to Mike and the Mad Dog. And I know the history of the this sports radio station, the fan, man. And so, I'm a long time fan, man. And I'm always giving to you. You know, the way, at least, okay, I feel comfortable with saying stuff like that, because I know Keith ain't going to take it like, you know, I'm coming trying to shoot shots.
Not at all. Thanks for the call, Rob. Like, I like talking about sports. I like talking about all this. I let people talk. I don't think that, you know, what I have to say is more important than you, but, like, I am flying the plane. I am controlling the buttons and stuff, so I'm going to get my point across first. It's simple, man, and we don't have to mention Juan Soto. But, like, do you understand? Like, it's not me. It's not my obsession. This is everywhere. This is not going away. This is the highest paid player in the sport. He was a Yankee. He's a Met. Maybe it'll fade in a couple years, but I don't even think it's going to fade in a couple years. It's forever. Which I want to talk about. Starlin Marte, 0 for 4, 2 Ks. No. All right, then. Like, the conversation is around Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium. Y'all want to talk about Tyler McGill? Walk it out. 5 walks. The conversation is around Juan Soto returning to Yankee Stadium, the scene that Yankee fans provided, and the way that the Yankees won the game with players that did not play with Juan Soto last year. Young Yankees contributing. And the Yankees pretty much going up 4-0, and then they would win by 4 runs, and that game was, you know, Mets fans were in there locked in on the Knicks. That's one. I think it was more important for the Yankees to get the first one. The Yankees were swept last year. We're not getting swept this year in the regular season, which, whatever. Got swept in the regular season by the Mets last year, went to the World Series. Got one. Not swept this year. And again, it was Juan Soto's first game as a Met in Yankee Stadium, where he was standing in right field for the Yankees last year. You can minimize it. You can try and point to fans and say that we're obsessed or like it's just, no, it's the topic. It is, it's been the topic for months. 888-808-1019. I mean, I'd rather talk to y'all about the Knicks and what was going on in Madison Square Garden, because I wasn't there. I was looking on my phone. And I'm still looking at videos, and I'm like, this is great. This is great for the city. This is great for Knicks fans. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Will in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Will?
Thank you, man. It's been awesome listening to you over the last, for me, like last year or two, but I've been, last time I called the fans about 20 years ago, so awesome.
Welcome back.
I'm a fan, and, thank you, man. I mean, it's a certain time for New York sports, right? I mean, I think I was in the Garden tonight, and interesting dynamic, right? Like the 30-point win, and thought we were all like kind of biting our nails for the game, but Nick showed up, and so actually did not. So cool to see us back in it, like 25 years after, you know, we were making waves. So really fun to be back in it. I don't know what we got lying next to us next year, but or next round, but I wanted to talk a bit about Knicks and a little bit about Soto. I don't want to move on, but all the Soto chat. Interesting thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, we talk about like Soto leaving some money, this and that, but like it was $5 million different, right? And like,
And we got to stop saying it was $5 million difference, because the escalators where he can opt out and they can raise the AAV. The grand total of the Mets contract is over $800 million. The Yankees did not structure their contract that way. There also was a bigger signing bonus. There also was a suite included for 15 years. There also was a clothing allowance for his mother, security detail, and premium tickets. All of that cost. The MLB, they're factoring that in. Like, it was a much larger contract where, sure, that's and the argument of, like, anybody would have taken the better deal. Yeah, we're not faulting him for that. Like, it was a much bigger, larger, greater deal.
I mean, that's a really good point. Honestly, that's why we pull guys like you, right? Like, give us kind of like the down low, right? Like, in my head, it's like $5 million and a family suite, this and that. But you give us kind of like the background on like what's a bit deeper in the contract, like what it really means to
get there. It also, the Yankees gave him $760 for 16 years. The Mets, $765 for 15 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Here's what I'll say. Dying Mets fan for a long time. It's nice to see us back in the ring. But what I will say is I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Let's move on. We got the Celtics, you know, unfortunate for Tatum. He's a great player and really think he's like, a great face in the sport. But like, what are we thinking about for the next round? I mean, the Garden was interesting tonight because it was like we were all hyped up and they got a lead out quick, right? We had a large lead and now I'm interested, but like, what do we think we're up against next? And do we have the chops to really get there?
I honestly can't wait. Thanks for the call, Will. I can't wait for this series to start. I think the Pacers are going to be a tough challenge. I think the series probably goes 7 again. If you're a Knicks fan and you go to bed tonight, pray for health. Pray that the Knicks stay healthy, because they're going to need all of their healthy bodies against this Pacers team. But what I'll also say about the Pacers is, they played the Cavs, and the Cavs didn't have DeAndre Hunter healthy the whole time, Evan Mobley healthy the whole time, Darius Garland healthy the whole time. Even Spider was, Donovan Mitchell was affected. So, like, I can give them credit, and I think the Pacers are so whack. Like, I don't like anything about them. I don't like their uniforms. I don't like their alternate uniforms. I don't like their game bridge, field house. I don't like their fans. I don't like Tyrese Halliburton. I don't like his goofy-ass dad. I definitely can't stand Miles Turner. I don't like anything about them.
Why do you hate on Miles Turner?
Bro, his outfits and the way he talks and some of the things that he says, bro, he's a clown, bro. I'm sorry. TJ McConnell, get TJ McConnell all the way out of the NBA. I am not, no. I guess Obi Toppin is cool, but like, I don't know. As a Net fan, I know you're a Net fan too. I think about playing them over the last few years and some of the guys that they got. I like Spicy P. Spicy P kind of is still a new Pacer to me. But all I'm going to say going into this series with the Knicks is, this will be a tough test for the Pacers, because you got to play a healthy Knicks team that just went through some battles, and a healthy Knicks team with a city behind them that, like, New Yorkers are on 10,000 right now. New Yorkers are hungry right now. They're like, they want more. Now, we got to the Eastern Conference Finals. We can go to the finals. We can host the final. We got home court advantage. And I just said, I think the series goes 7. Are you kidding me? A game 7 in the Garden to go to the finals? 888-808-1019. Now, what I'll say about the Pacers as well is, all those boys play and all those boys run. I had a a call with Joe Vardon the other night, and he says he thinks it's going to be a bad matchup for the Knicks because the Knicks don't have a bench. But I don't think it's going to be a bad matchup for the Knicks because the Knicks are conditioned. So I don't care about the pace of the Pacers or, you know, how they run up and down the floor, how they'll press, how they're always looking for an outlet, they're always trying to throw the ball, they're trying to, you know, score in transition, stuff like whatever. And like, you know, I wanted this because I want to hear Wally Szczerbiak talk about Tyrese Halliburton. I want them to be in the same arena, look at each other. Tyrese Halliburton and this constant talk about, you know, giving him his respect and not being over, like, bro, you were a top pick. You've been an all-star. We put respect on the Pacers. Didn't they go to the NBA Cup and then the Eastern Conference Finals last year? Like, I don't know who's really disrespecting him or the Pacers, but they're corny as hell. I don't think. And Reggie Miller, there's nothing about them I like, bro. There's nothing about them I like. Caitlin Clark, let's go to Jeremy out on Long Beach on the Fan. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, how's it going, man? So tonight should be all about the Knicks, and I just feel like Yankee fans are such whiners when it comes to Soto. Like, just looking at your Twitter, man, all your tweets and replies are Soto, Soto, Soto. You're going to say you're over him? Like, you guys are trying to say, like, we don't need you, we don't need you. Well, you're going to need him if you are in the playoffs because Judge is only hitting 205.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Thanks for looking at my Twitter. I don't know. Go keep looking at my Twitter. Elon Musk sends me about 50, 60 bucks a month off of those views and whatnot. And, like, I used to be a social media manager, so I lean into it. I know what the narrative is. I know what the storyline is. And it was Juan Soto. My bad. You wanted me to talk about Alonso coming to Yankee Stadium again? Silly me. I should have leaned into Luis Angel Acuna's first game in Yankee Stadium and tweeted all about that. I don't know what I was thinking, man. I don't know what I should have talked about Max Kranich. Max Kranich being a Met fan his whole life, getting a pitch in Yankee Stadium in the Subway Series. He was getting flashbacks to Yankee fans bullying him his whole life. I should have talked about Max Kranich on my Twitter. What a missed opportunity for me. No, as I look at my own tweets, hella views. Thanks. This money's going to go to the diaper fund. As I'm live on Twitter right now, 1,869 views. Like, what are y'all talking about, bro? You feed the beast. You play the hits. This was Juan Soto night. This was build. I had Foul Territory use a Keith McPherson clip with me talking about Juan Soto today. Whistle Sports use a Keith McPherson clip. Shout out to Eric in Bayville. Use it like... There was nothing else to do. There was nothing else to talk about. There was nothing else to post about. Marte? Marte got the DH today. I should have been on Starlin Marte. Y'all trip me out, man. Jarvis is in Harlem. What's up, Jarvis? Jarvis, this is the second time, bro. This is your second time and your last time, bro. It's your second time and last time falling asleep on me. I knew it this time, and I didn't let you go full Darth Vader. Kathy is in Bayville, and I know Kathy is awake and excited to join us and has something good to say.
Keith, you cracked me up with all your comments about even uniforms and stuff. It's hysterical over here.
I think
here.
It's funny. This what? Is entertainment, no? I think this is supposed to be like...
I like it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Great. All right, so anyway, what a great night, New York.
Yeah.
I think I know why we, the Yankees, say we don't want Juan Soto and we're glad we don't have him anymore. And the reason is because when he was a Yankee, we thought of him as a Yankee and he should have cherished the franchise for its name and grandeur and knowing that it is the Yankees. So he left and he turned his back on the Yankees. That's all I can say. And that's why we don't want him today. We wanted him when he was a Yankee and he was going to stay a Yankee. But when somebody turns their back on you and acts like they're the greatest or whatever it may be and goes for the money, you know what kind of person that is now. And that person we don't want on the Yankees.
Yeah, you know, now I'm starting to think differently about it, Kathy. Like, we brought him into our house. We right. gave him a free room and food and treated him like family. And you know what he said? Your house isn't that nice. I don't want to be a part of your family. I think it's nicer over there. Okay, you go over there then. And we'll treat you as such.
And he is not the person we wanted him to be or thought he would be. And that's why we don't want him.
And like not even like taking that all, you know, aside, right? Shout out to Oswaldo Cabrera. He wrote about how Volpe and Judge came to the hospital to visit him. And when Oswaldo went down last week, it seemed like everyone on the Yankees was like really hurt by it. And I've been around Oswaldo and no one has a bad thing to say about him. Like there's genuine love for that guy in there. Juan Soto strikes me as a guy that was always business, was always here today and gone tomorrow, was always about himself and his brand and you know, how much money he was going to make in free agency. And he never actually really established any type of bond with any of the Yankees because he knew. And even Judge said something along the lines of like, yeah, it seems like that's where he wanted to be. Like, come on, that's Judge telling you like he didn't really want to be with us. And that's okay. But like what everyone has to understand is these two things can coexist. Like it's okay for him to take the most money and want to be a Met. And it's okay for people to hate him for it. It's okay for Yankee fans to be like, yo, we don't like you. You're with the, we already don't like the Mets.
I know. I'm the only one on my block that's a Yankee fan. It's terrible.
Well, hey, hold it down, Kathy. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. That's what I said on my Twitter, too, as you guys continue to peruse. Follow. Make sure you follow. I'm about to have 41,000 followers on there. As I was out there today in Yankee land, where I've been 1,000 times, and I'm seeing Mets jersey after Mets jersey, I couldn't help myself. But every Met fan I saw, I said, boo! I'm like, they wonder if we're going to boo Juan Soto. We're booing every Met fan we see. We're booing every Met fan that is entering our bars and our streets and our sections. It's what we do. It's a rivalry. It did not start with me. It will not end with me. It started long before me and will continue long after I'm gone. 888-808-1019. Juan Soto just added this extra juice to it. Juan Soto has added like, let's go back. Juan Soto as a player in Major League Baseball, I was a huge fan of. I'm not a fan of him now. Honestly, he owes me some money. All that money he's making, I've wasted like $500 betting on Juan Soto this year. Not even gonna lie. If I actually posted, I think on my last Instagram carousel, I threw one in. I have bet so much money on Juan. I'm done. Today I'm done. If he hits homers, you know, in these next two games, I don't care. Because I put so much money on Juan Soto thinking that, like, yo, now Juan Soto is a Met. He's home. He's a Met for the rest of his career. At any moment now, he's going to go off. And I've missed on the two homer games. I've missed on, you know, a few times. Like, I don't know. Something's up with Juan Soto. Something's up with Juan Soto. But, like, I don't rock with you. It's just that simple. I'm a Yankee fan. I came up in Yankee Stadium. I'm not a Met fan. Like, I don't know what y'all want from me, bro. It's very simple, but we're making it extra complicated. Like,
optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is not rocket science. This is simple math. 1 + 1 = 2 here. He chose to be a Met. If he would have went to the Boston Red Sox, right? And I actually wanted him to be a Boston Red Sox because I work on the Fan in New York with Mets fans. And I'm like, I don't want to have to talk about this every single day. And I knew we were going to talk about it every single day. I'm like, if he goes to Boston, we can avoid it until the Red Sox come here or the Yankees go up there. But I knew he wasn't going to Boston. I knew it was all smoke and mirrors. I knew he also wasn't going to Toronto. He was always going to the richest owner in the sport. So congrats, man. Congrats. You know. 888-808-1019. Rob is in Jackson Heights.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for making it.
So actually, I follow you on Instagram and I saw you going to the game and I was hoping to hear your takes on the Knicks and Juan Soto today. I wasn't sure if you'd be on air, so.
Yeah, I wasn't missing this one tonight. I knew this was going to be a special night tonight, and I said Knicks were going to win. I had no doubt that they were going to finish the Celtics off at home, and I didn't say the Yankees were going to win, but I knew that the fans were going to win. I knew that Yankee fans were going to win the day and night, and maybe Juan Soto hits one out to shut us up, but it wouldn't have shut us up.
Yeah, of course not. So that's another point I wanted to touch on. So going into the series, I was really looking forward to how the Yankee fans were going to treat him and heckle him, and I wanted them to do exactly what they did. I think the fans did a great job. Looking back on it now, though, I kind of see a guy that doesn't want to play the villain. I actually kind of felt bad for him looking at him. Just wanted to hear your take. If you think if he could go back and do it again, do you think he would choose the Yankees, or do you think he would make the same decision?
I think he would choose the most money. Thanks for the call, Rob. That's it. There are things that money can't buy. There were things that I talked about that I'm like, yo, the Yankees have a key to the city in a way that like the Mets don't. Like, as much as this rivalry exists, there are some restaurants where they want the Yankees there. They do not care if Mike Piazza pulls up. Like, they want Derek Jeter to come through, Mariano to come. They don't care if maybe Doc Gooden. They don't care if, you know, like David Wright. But like there are Yankee fans that, you know, own businesses and things in New York, and they lean towards the Yankees where, like, that's a real thing. But Juan Soto was always chasing the bag. Can't fault him for that. Aren't we all? None of us will ever be able to relate to the, you know, amount of money that he was chasing and getting. No. I honestly think if the Pittsburgh Pirates put a bid out there that was just $1 million more AAV than the Mets, he'd sign with the Pirates. Pirates aren't doing that. But like, he was going, when the man told us in Yankee Stadium after the World Series Game 5 that he was available to all 30 teams, that's a Boris like talking point. That's a Boris thing, like, hey, make yourself, we want everyone to bid. That's a marketing strategy. We want everyone to bid. We want the number to be so high, and you know, bidders will fall off, and we will choose the last person standing. You've ever gone to these auctions? Looking for 700, looking for 700. Oh, we got 700 right here. Looking for 701, 701, oh, 701. And the lady in the back, 705. Got 705 going once. Got 705. 710. We got 710. 710. 750. Let's take a quick jump. Let's jump to 737. Looking for 730. Oh, we got a guy in the back with a Mets hat. He's going 765. 765 going once. 765 going twice. Yankees, coming back to you, staying at 760, staying at 760, not going to say, you sure you don't want to go to 7? Sold, 765, Juan Soto, sold to Steve Cohen and the Mets. Simple as that. So, now that you got the prize free agent, now that you got the generational Juan Soto, go win a World Series with him. If you win one in 15 years, it's worth it. But for the Yankees, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you get what you need. I don't know the other quote, like, it's a silver lining. I even wrote it into ChatGPT. ChatGPT is like silver lining. I think they called it like serendipity. It is great, man. It is great, man. The Knicks are moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. The world is watching videos of New York City flooded with orange and blue fans. And the Yankees have another game against the Mets at 1:05. I'll see you there. And Juan Soto is going to get booed again. And what are you guys going to do tomorrow? I won't be on the air tomorrow. You could. This same conversation is going to be had by everybody. I'll be on Sunday. We're going to have the same conversation. I'll be your Huckleberry. It is what it is. Let's go to Sonny in Montclair before we go to break. What's up, man? You're on the
field. Hey, couple of quick things. I was at Game 1 of the World Series with my son who was living in L.A. He was a USC grad. But we're going to do it again in 2 weeks from tonight, Keith. And then my son's moving back home. But so hopefully we...
You're going to L.A.?
Win this. Yeah, yeah. Well, we were at game one that time. It was brutal. It was great until the last pitch, obviously. But what I was going to say about tonight, what the Mets fans don't understand is exactly what you said. You were in our house, and then not only did you have the guts to leave, but you moved next door. So tonight was about, now we're smacking you around. Now you can leave. Now we give you permission to leave after we... And don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. He looked so, he was trying to be so cool tonight. Like he was talking to Austin Wells, like between every pitch. He was a little nervous. He didn't know what was going to hit him. And the turning the back was brilliant. It, you know, I mean, however you feel, that's what the cops did to De Blasio.
We were just like,
7 years ago.
We all just, everybody's just like, turn around, turn around. No, all of you, turn around. Even if, like, turn around. Everybody turn around. And me, I was waiting. I'm like, I heard Trent Grisham get up. And then, like, once they announced him, I'm like, all right, let's turn around. We got to see the first pitch.
Exactly. And in contrast, how beautiful you see Jalen Brunson. I'm also a Villanova grad. He took less money to stay here, and look at all the love.
Talk about it.
Flowers and cake. That's the contrast, man.
Talk about it.
That guy really wanted to be here.
Thanks for the call, Sonny. Great example, right? It's not always about the most money. It's about what helps the team. It's about team chemistry. It's about some type of loyalty. It's okay. We understand. Juan Soto wasn't on that. But, like, in this city, you have Jalen Brunson that took less money so that this team could exist. Look where they are. Jackson Merrill took a shot at Juan Soto. I don't know if they had some type of beef while Juan Soto was a Padre, but Jackson Merrill talked about, like, I don't need a ridiculous contract like some other people. I have real relationships with people in this building. This is where I want to be. I don't have to try and run them up to the highest possible number. So, it's, you know, it is what it is. Like, there are, you know, people in Major League Baseball who have signed, whether it's Bobby Witt Jr. or Julio Rodriguez, players that, like, Jose Ramirez, Juan Soto is really a one-on-one. I don't know when we're going to see another prospect come through this young, this much money, and this much opportunity, and also have as much of a decorated resume. But I feel like if Juan Soto was more around New York, or maybe if he had another year, if he had someone in his corner, like someone would have told him, hey, in New York, with $760 million over the next 16 years, being a Yankee and avoiding the vitriol that you're going to get from, like, it might be something to consider.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
This is Soto's walkout song for game two. Many men wish death upon me.
Oh my God, stop talking about Juan Soto.
Somebody in my chat, they're like, what are you guys talking about? Tiki Barber started the show talking about Juan Soto. Aaron Boone and Carlos Mendoza got on our airwaves and they both were asked and talked about Juan Soto. Like, don't bury the lead. 888-808-1019. Jerry's in South Jersey on the Fan. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I've been wanting to give you a call for a while. I wanted to tell you my take on Juan Soto. Aside from being a greedy scumbag, he supposedly grew up as a kid as a Yankee fan. You grow up as a Yankee fan and $1 million makes you go to the other team? I'm going to tell you what I think is the main reason why he left the Yankees and went to the Mets. I believe it's because of Aaron Judge. On the Yankees, Juan Soto will be number two. Aaron Judge is number one. On the Mets, he can get all the glory for himself. And I think that factored in his decision.
Or so he thought, because Pete Alonso has outshined him. So has Lindor.
Yeah, I agree. I just think he's a phony. That crap about...
I'll take it from here, Jerry. Thanks. So I remember campaigning and saying, yo, his family, they're Yankee fans. Because we saw the picture of his uncle, who we first thought was his dad, the first time Juan Soto played in Yankee Stadium with the Nationals, his uncle showed up in a pinstripe Yankee jersey with a sign that says, I'm a Yankee fan, like just here for Juan Soto. Many of you have seen that picture. He was on the field as a guest of Juan Soto, but was so happy to be at Yankee Stadium for the first time. This is your uncle. This is Unc. This is Unc. Used to change your diapers. Used to make you some meals. Used to take you in the car and let you ride a shotgun. This is Unc. Unc grew up telling you about them Yankees. One day you're going to make it, son. One day you're going to be a Yankee. I remember watching the interview in Espanol where Juan Soto talked about Gio Gonzalez and how Gio Gonzalez told him, you're going to be a Yankee one day. Why? Because you have the talent, and the Yankees get the best players, and they have the money to pay for the best players. Gio Gonzalez didn't know that Steve Cohen was going to. He was thinking about the Wilpons. He wasn't even thinking about the Wilpons, actually. So I don't know if Juan Soto grew up a Yankee fan. But when you talk about the shadow that Aaron Judge casts, it's huge. There's nobody better than him in baseball. And we had these arguments about Ohtani. Until Ohtani starts pitching again, he's not better than Judge. And so maybe there was some of that. All right, if I'm here for 15 years, the next 6-7 years of Judge's contract, I'm Robin. I want to be Batman. If I sign with the Mets, I'm Batman right away. No, you're not. Like, Lindor is that guy over there. Like, Lindor is Batman, Alonso is Superman. You might be Green Lantern right now. Jacob is in Fairhaven on the Fan. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call, man. Just want to talk about a few things. Loved a lot of the points you were making about the Yankees. I actually happen to agree with one of the previous what some of the Mets fans have been saying. Yeah, I'm a Yankees fan. I will live and die a Yankees fan. My grandfather worked at both versions of the old Yankee Stadium. I will be a Yankees fan forever.
Okay.
But I also know that as a Yankee fan, you know, there's a level of entitlement. And frankly, I got to say, historically, it's earned. All right, 27 championships, I don't know what you want me to tell you. And I think with the Yankees fan, with the whole Juan Soto situation, you know, obviously you know, we wanted him, we kept him for him to stay. I'm sorry, I'm really tired. And
thanks for the call, Jacob. I'll finish the thought for you. I'm just running out of time. Are Yankee fans entitled? Hell yeah. Are we spoiled? Hell yeah. Are you wrong for saying that, like, Yankees fans are acting like jilted lovers? No, you're not wrong. But we're also not wrong for doing what we did. That's what we do. Like, welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, right? They play that every single time before the Yankees come out. Before you hear Shook Ones, you hear Swizz Beatz. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, right? It's a jungle out there. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the weak. If you step out there, you better be ready to play. And that goes for the Yankees, too. Marco is in Queens on the fan. What's up, Marco? Polo. Come on, Marco. All right, well, let's go to Dave in New Haven on the fan. Dave, switch it up for us.
Keith, my man.
My man, pots and pans.
Pots and pans. My Knicks finally broke through, baby. And F1 Soto. Well, I'm not even going to talk about him. My Knicks.
Yeah,
my
but
Knicks,
you knew one day that the Knicks would come through. And not for nothing, yes. We've been watching the Knicks with Jalen Brunson. And they kept tweaking and changing the team. And honestly, I thought they took a step too far this year. What do I know? Leon Rose is somewhere quietly like.
Exactly. I watched Jalen Rose and Dallas, and I was surprised they didn't sign him. And when we got him, I knew he was
Brunson.
Yeah. Oh, Jalen Brunson, my bad. Yeah, I knew he was a big deal. He came through clutch. The game the other day was a farce. The refs, I don't even want to get into it. But I'm looking forward to my Knicks playing Indiana, like back in the days when I was a young boy. And we're going to get them this time. There's no
Villanova back in the Final Four.
Yeah. I can't wait for us to put it on Halliburton with that little choke thing and that hoodie last year. I never forgot that hoodie.
Mm.
They played our bench. We got our starters back.
Reggie Miller got to come back to the Garden.
Listen, I'm so excited about the Knicks. I'm done with the Giants. My Yankees are doing well. And my Knicks might get to the finals this year.
And you get to watch the Eastern Conference Finals with the Knicks in it. Congrats, Dave. I can't hate on it. I can't hate on it. I'm trying to go. I'm already checking on people. I wasn't trying to go to the second round. The Eastern Conference Finals is in New York City in Madison Square Garden. I'm trying to go.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Out in San Francisco, Omar on the Fan in New York. How are you?
Orange and blue skies, Keith. Orange and blue skies,
all
baby.
The way out west?
You better believe
everywhere.
It. Everywhere. Keith, oh, baby, all over the world. I was so happy and so pleased that we got past these Celtics. Goodbye, Boston, and good riddance. That's number one. Number two, what we saw last night at Madison Square Garden was a masterclass. These guys, these Knicks that we love, that I love, that the Knicks fans adore, hadn't played anything like this in the entire playoffs until this game. 100% from start to finish. That is what we're going to have to beat these Pacers. They're not going to be easy. But, Keith, it seems that every time, in the last two times we've got to the NBA Finals, we've had to get the Pacers in order to get there. And here we are again, Keith. And we have some payback to get back on these Pacers from last season. And I believe we've got the pieces to do it now. The mentality is there. You're seeing the experience of the players who have been to NBA Finals, who've been to conference finals, the way we played against Detroit in a really gritty manner, the way we got past these Celtics, the way we won these games, Mikal Bridges, all of these guys are beginning to round into shape at the right time, Keith. And although it's going to be tough against the Pacers, I believe we can do it. And I believe we're going to get it done.
There it is, man. You got to believe. Stay down till you come up. The Knicks are up now. Paul is in Hartford, Connecticut. Go for it, Paul. I'm running out of time.
All right, yo, Keith, big props to the Knicks. Let's go, baby.
Yes, sir.
But here's the thing. You know what? Baseball finally got it right. It's about time we got a three-game series with both these teams. And you know what? Nothing better.
It's been a few years since 2021.
There's nothing better than tomorrow's matchup with the mystical Canning. Let's see if the Mets pitching lab has got all it's cracked up to be tomorrow, because that is all on the line if Canning come out and showed up tomorrow. And Sunday night, baby, Peterson and Fried, what's better than that? Because Peterson has showed he can deal. And Fried, you know what you got with Fried. Well, let's go, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup. Thanks for the call, Paul. I went in 2021. I say it all the time. That was the best baseball atmosphere of that 2021 season. What you saw in Yankee Stadium last night was the best baseball atmosphere of this 2025 season. We got the day game tomorrow and then the night game Sunday. And, yeah, let's see if Griffin Canning can strike the Yankees out 12 times like he did in 2023. It was pretty much a complete different team. But, yeah, the pitching lab will be put to the test. Mo and Whitestone on the Fan. Go for it, Mo.
What up, Keith? So I'm just here to point out the hypocrisy of the Yankee fan. I know you guys are talking about everything. The thing that bothers me more than anything is how Juan Soto is a greedy scumbag because he took the most money from the Mets. Yet, Max Fried comes here for the most money from the Yankees that he got offered. So that's okay. Next year, if you guys get Kyle Tucker.
What?
And you're telling me right now, Max Fried, he got more money from the Yankees than he was going to get from anywhere. But no one, how come the Yankee fans are okay with that? You don't think there are Braves fans that are upset?
It wasn't a ridiculous contract. He was a Brave. He wasn't going back to the Braves. The Yankees had to outbid the Red Sox and the Blue Jays so they didn't have to face him in the division. I just never heard that take before.
Keith, it's the most money, right? The most money that was available, right? I'm telling you, and he was
there was no type of rivalry or loyalty. He didn't play, he was hitting free agency.
It's the money.
The Braves weren't going to play. I don't know.
It's the money.
Thanks for the call, Mo. That one missed me. I'm running out of time. That one didn't land for me. Reggie in White Plains, you're on the Fan.
Keith, man, love the nostalgia of the Knicks, man. Brings me back to high school, shooting in the driveway with my boys, pretending to be out.
Everybody, go find you. I'm seeing all these old pictures of people repping the Knicks from years ago. Like, I was here.
Wild, man. Hey, real quick on Soto. So obviously he came up as a teenager. He's a prodigy. Tight inner circle. Boris in his ear for years leading into this free agency. Like, part of me kind of feels bad for him. Like, think about Jeter. He couldn't walk a dog in New York City without paparazzi. all over him. You know, Soto's never been like photographed with a chick at like 2 a.m. or anything like that. His life has been so robotic to, just to get this bag. And, you know, the Mets are a good family for him. I think he's going to find his place. But, I mean, those celebrations with Judge, man, those are going to be some of his best memories down the stretch, I got a feeling.
You're 100% correct about that. Thanks for the call, Reggie. How could he not be comparing being on the other side of New York? And not be pressing and not be like, he doesn't look like himself. Did he shuffle tonight? I was hearing, oh, Juan Soto's going to break out the shuffle in Yankee Stadium. Please. Last call goes to Antonio, Dover Plains. You're in there.
Hey, Keith. So let me get this straight. So the Knicks won a big game today, going to the Eastern Conference Finals. But your whole show is crying about the girlfriend that left you?
Man, shut up. You clearly didn't listen to the whole show. Go back on the free Odyssey app and see how I open the show. Some of y'all trip me out, man. Go to bed. Hoff is coming up next. I'm going home. Probably won't go to bed because I got to go back to Yankee Stadium. But yeah, that's enough. Juan Soto is off the table, Hoff. You can't mention Juan Soto. Just talk about the Knicks and only the Knicks for the next X amount of hours. I'm out of here. I'll be back Sunday with a little Sunday sauce. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.